Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, mercifully halfway home on a Friday, TGIF for sure. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan, appreciate you being here. All of your opinions, most of your opinions are taken and valid. Some of them are beyond insane. But listen, that's what happens when you underachieve once again. It happens. We're getting used to doing this show every year, it seems like. But that's not something I want to get in the habit of doing. But so be it today. We'll get through it. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer. Ben Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Looks like you want to say something.
I just want to thank Darren Smith again for appearing on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline facing criminal charges.
Yes.
Trust David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit David P. Shapiro Law. com. Thank you again to Darren. I also want to say I understand that people hear what they want to hear, and not everybody listens to every minute of the program.
Right.
And sometimes they react irrationally. And I can't challenge everybody who comes to us on social media that is mad this morning. But I don't know, this one kind of got under my skin. I was just reading it from the Sanch, who said, "You guys obviously got the email from the Padres not to be critical of the team." Did you get the email?
I'm going to kill him.
Did you get
someone.
The email?
Go back and listen
because
to the opening segment.
We didn't light up a rise for not hustling on that liner up the middle.
Yes,
except,
we did.
Except we did. We haven't talked about the stars not coming through. Except
yes, we did.
That clearly is the main reason the Padres lost the series. And that's what we did. That's been the focus of this entire show. I get hearing what you want to hear sometimes.
It's absurd, man.
But can you not hear the exact opposite of what we're saying and then think that that's what's true and then come at us at social media and go, well, clearly you're just afraid to criticize the team. I will be fair, but anyone who is being fair this morning will be critical of the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, how could you not? The San Diego Padres should be the most
they are.
The San Diego Padres.
So, no, we did not get the email from the Padres to not be critical of the team. Because that would be insane.
I thought it was a massive, massive letdown. I said it earlier, Sanch, and I'll say it again. You sell out Petco Park 72 times this season. The Friar Faithful, the For the Faithful, show up, sell that ballpark out on Tuesdays, Mondays, Wednesday, didn't matter, sold out, Petco Park. You don't get one playoff game, not one home playoff game, that's your prize, and that sucks, straight up. And that is, if I was a player, that is what would gnaw at me. That's what would gnaw at me, the way that this fan base shows up for you. For me, if I'm the player, they show up for me every day, and I can't.
You guys are relentless.
Yeah, they were. They were absolutely relentless. They were.
And 10 times a game.
Yeah, and no home playoff games. Mm. Now, you know, more money in my pocket. I'll tell you that right now. Hannah yesterday in the fifth inning was getting updates and reminders. Hey, get your tickets now. And I'm like, I go, don't do it. Don't do it. I'll pay more. Don't spend any money now. And, you know, for all those, you know, for everybody out there, that's what
Remember, that's less money in the Padres.
That's exactly right. It's
less
terrible.
Money to reinvest in the team in the offseason. And I don't know what that economic calculus is, but I can tell you that every playoff game, concessions, ticket sales, the Padres don't keep all of that, but they do keep a good chunk of it. It's a good extra revenue generator. Playoff baseball is a real thing that is part of the Padres' economic equation. They were at least hoping on, if not counting on it, they were strongly hoping for a few playoff games at home to, you know, fortify the coffers again going into next season. Will it change their strategy or not? They've had a lot of success in the strategy that they've employed under A.J. Preller the last few years of investing in talented players and hoping that the fans follow. And the fans have followed. The fans have followed well. I believe they will continue to follow. And here's why. Do you want to be the fan who is not there when they finally get, you know, turn the corner? I mean, if they continue to bring back stars and continue to put a good product on the field, I'm not going to be able to walk away. I mean, as long as they're putting together a team that, you know, the pundits say, yeah, there's no reason this team can't go all the way. And they did this year. They put a team on the field that could have done it.
Yep.
They didn't do it. They came up short, but they did put a team on the field that could have done it. And that's what I want from my Padres next season again. And I want to go back to the question that we ended with Darren about A.J. Preller. Is he going to be back next season?
God, my gut says.
Yeah, no, or no, yeah?
No, yeah. Which means yes. No, yeah, no means
no. Yeah, no means no.
And no, yeah.
No, yeah means yes.
If he's not, I don't envy the next person who comes in and takes the job. How do you both keep the good, you know, continue that momentum and the excitement for Padres baseball?
Nobody's better at it than
because
him.
If you came in and made a lot of changes, what changes could you make right now? If you're a new GM,
I mean, you're going to have to sell probably some sort of semi-rebuild. Because I got to restock the farm, guys. That's going to take me a while. By the way, never took AJ long. Never took AJ long to restock the farm. Nobody's better on the planet than that. And everyone bitches at the bottom. You trade all your prospects. Buddy, every team is capable of doing it, right? They're all capable of doing it. There's only one guy that gives up talent, Ben, that other teams go, all right, man, I trust this guy's eye. And look, you see them all around the big leagues. Now, you can look at that and go, well, if we had just held on to these guys. Well, that's what teams like the Baltimore Orioles did. You know, if the Dodgers bullpen comes back to bite them in the ass against the Phillies, oh boy. Oh boy. Is that malpractice by Andrew Friedman?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
It's not even close. If that bullpen, then you've wasted another year of Mookie, another year of Freddie, Shohei in his absolute prime, my God. You wasted it because you wouldn't trade Zaire Hope for a reliever. You wouldn't trade, you know, somebody else, Dalton Rushing for a reliever. That's malpractice, man. It's malpractice. And so AJ will do it. He's done it. And then you know what he does? He goes out and he gets more. And then you know what he does after that? He gets more, and he gets more, and he gets more, and he gets more. Nobody's better at that than him.
So
nobody.
If you part ways with AJ, whether it's your choice or he walks out the door or some sort of mutual decision with 1 year left on his deal, someone comes in, and they've got to have a plan when they come in. And if that plan is, yeah, we need to tear down and rebuild, you're immediately the most hated person in San Diego. You've taken a team that sells out every game and gutted it. That's going to be your legacy? That's how you're going to start as GM? Just come right in and become public enemy number one in San Diego. That would be the most hated person in San Diego if that's what they came in and did. So, okay, then bring in a new GM and follow with what AJ's doing. All right, we're going to continue to compete and try to put it. Well, that's what AJ's doing right now.
Correct.
He's doing it well. Continually putting a talented team that's trying to compete on the field.
You keep trying.
Can you find someone who can do AJ better than AJ does AJ?
Well, and the main thing that Darren said that jumped off the page at me was this. It's not the same job that he signed up for, right? It's not. It's different. We know nothing about the ownership group, nothing. Never talked to John Seidler ever once, never one time. It's not the same gig.
Is he better at this job than the one he actually signed up for in the beginning, though?
AJ, yeah. Yeah, with age comes a little bit of wisdom and experience.
New ownership. Peter's gone. A little more constraints, but he's done really well on the last couple of years. I feel like, yeah, I know the results aren't playoff wise, but certainly regular season, 90 plus wins the last 2 years, gotten them into a position where they had a lead over the Dodgers. They had a chance against the Cubs here. I mean,
needed to execute.
There's only so much a GM can do.
100%.
And there's only so much a manager can do.
Right.
At some point, the players have to come through in key situations. And just because Fernando Tatis Jr. didn't, he has come through in other playoff series, didn't come through in this one, did not come through at all. You know, Manny, his playoff, you know, track record, the numbers aren't great, but he's homered in every playoff series the Padres have played in except for one. It's not like he completely disappears in the postseason. You know, everyone
he's
plays.
He's not great in the postseason.
He's not, but he's homered in every series that the Padres have played in the playoffs other than the Braves' two-game sweep when the Padres beat the Braves. He didn't homer in those two. He's homered in every other series. So he's not completely disappeared in the playoffs. He's not put the team on his back in the playoffs, which you'd like from a $350 million player, and you certainly would like it from Tatis. Tatis has put the team on his back in the playoffs before. Did not do it this week.
I don't know it at all. And I don't know the answer. I mean, if you know, Mr. Shenanigans says no division wins and no World Series appearances, right. I mean, if that's how you want to base it. But I feel like with AJ, this is the direction that this team has been, the course they've been set on by AJ. Who is going to come in and then steer the direction in a better way? And how long will that take? Is it 4 years? Is it 5 years? What do you do with, because you're locked
in. You're so dug in.
You're dug in.
With this trajectory that it would take a complete and utter rebuild.
If the Phillies lose to the Dodgers, which could very well happen in a five-game series, and they're three and out, let's say they get swept. Is David Dombrowski out?
I don't know.
I mean, should he be?
I don't know.
Phillies look like a really good team. What have they gotten done? They got to one World Series, and then they fell apart and collapsed.
Everybody wants to play this game all the time. You got to get rid of Fernando Tatis Jr. Okay, who plays right?
who plays right better than him?
Right. Who's going to throw up, you know, six WAR or whatever? We got to get rid of Manny Machado. All right, who plays third? Also, is he going to waive his no-trade clause?
And
you're going to eat that money? Are they going to pick up all that money? Right? Like, think it through a little bit. I just don't know what's going to happen. People are saying Bruce Bochy. The Giants don't even want Bruce Bochy back. They said it yesterday. Like, Bruce Bochy to be the manager. Listen, I you're dug in at this point with AJ Preller, in my opinion. I think you have to kind of ride it out.
There's so little another GM could do. Let's say, as you just said, if you wanted to trade a star and get value back,
right.
get young talent, get some starting pitching, get some top prospects, who is the most tradable player on the San Diego Padres? Who has the most value right now? I think the answer is obvious.
Toddy or Jackson?
Jackson. Yeah. Jackson Merrill is your most valuable commodity.
Don't want that.
He's signed. He's controlled. He's young. He looks like a superstar. Does anybody want the Padres to trade Jackson Merrill?
I don't.
All right, so new GM, you can't do that. You can't do that at all. Fernando Tatis Jr., maybe Mason Miller is next. Do you want the Padres to trade Mason Miller?
It would be my luck, but no, I do not.
Okay, so,
but they could.
Mason Miller, you're a Met.
Everybody else comes with baggage. Large contracts, no trade clauses.
You're dug in.
You saw what the Cardinals tried to trade Nolan Arenado. It was ugly. It didn't work.
Yeah.
There's not much anybody can do coming forward.
But there is something that one guy can do, and he continues to do it year in and year out, at least give you a shot. It's AJ Preller. I'm tired of is they better get us some help. Well, you got help. And you went out in three games against the Cubs. Well, you know, these guys better go up and sign off on these deals. All right, they signed off on these deals. The players have to start backing this thing up. They got to start backing up their general manager. Like, their general manager backs them up. And when they need something, he goes and gets it. And then what does he do? He exhaustively scouts, goes out, finds talent all over the world, loads up the farm system. Does he trade them? Yeah, he does. He does. What does he trade them for? Trades them for big league caliber players that should help your team win. And for whatever reason, when we get to October, Ben, and those lights click on, everything goes cold. Well, not everything. The pitching was fantastic. It was spectacular. The bats go cold, and they have for the last five playoff games.
Which is five games out of, you know, this Tatis, Manny Machado era. The last now six seasons, four playoff appearances, really seven since Manny got here. But let's say that's about 1,000 games the Padres have played, and their bats went cold for 5 of them, and it cost them two playoff runs. I mean,
that's
more than that.
That's true, bro. Well, 30th ranked offense in baseball.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, you also have to remember that the playoffs are a very small sample size.
Yeah, they are. There's no question. But in a small sample size, that's why you have superstars to mitigate that. Like, what do we... If we're not paying you for October, regular season's great, and I love the consistency of all these players. I really do. And I laud it, and I applaud it, and I think it's brilliant, and I think it's great, and I love guys that post, and I like guys that play every day. I do. I think that's something to be admired. I want my kids to be that way. That being said, Mookie Betts does not wilt. Freddie Freeman doesn't wilt. They just don't. They don't wilt in October. They have once in 23, like 1-for-21, and it was jarring to see. Mm-hmm. And what's happened since? They are a terrifying lineup. You know, I need to pull numbers, and we'll hear all about it with these playoff games going on right now. Aaron Judge, you know, has finally came through a little bit in this series against the Red Sox, but he'd had a rough go. Our guys, man, I don't know what it is about October, but you just can't count on them. They're not
scary.
They're
all different, though.
They are. But now, though,
we shouldn't be surprised.
Fernando Tatis has had way more good playoff games than he's had bad playoff games.
Yeah, it's just that you stack three of them together.
The numbers show that. Yeah. Fernando Tatis Jr. is an elite playoff performer by the numbers. Of course, he's gone very cold in five games that have cost the Padres big time the last 2 years. But overall, he's an elite playoff performer. One of the best that we've seen of this generation.
Yeah, he had a terrible series.
And he had a terrible series. Do you throw out the numbers from before because he had one terrible series? Manny, a little more complicated of a discussion as a playoff performer.
Matt nails it. He says, people really want to go back to being completely irrelevant. Irrelevant?
Irrelevant.
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 That's down with me. Irrelevant. I don't. I don't want to go back to it. I want to make the playoffs again next year. I want to go through this pain and this misery and this heartache and this...
I want to go back to the playoffs, but I don't want to be the most predictable team in the playoffs.
100%.
And you use that word a lot, predictable, when it comes to like the small ball. And it's just, everybody knew this does not work. This is not a winning formula.
It's odd.
They have an elite bullpen. We saw that. We knew that.
They're like, you got to get a lead. How do we get a lead?
Mike Schilt was so creative with the pitching this series in terms of using that bullpen aggressively. Hey, I'll go to my closer early. I'll go to Mason Miller early. I'll bring in Michael King in relief. And for the most part, it all worked out really well. And he was so uncreative offensively.
I don't understand it.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't understand it.
And Nick nails it. He goes, I got to start enjoying the regular season more because sweating 162 for it to end like that just sucks. It is weird. And I think I did, speaking for myself
personally. That's why last year was such a gut punch because they were not as predictable.
I was like, I was my best self during the regular season this year. I really was. I didn't throw stuff. I didn't yell. I snapped my kids maybe twice all season. Really. I was like, man, I'm very proud of how I handled myself this regular season. You're always pretty even keel. I'm not. I worked really hard to get to even keel. I'm not even keel today. I'm crashing out a little bit about it because it's just the same old story every single postseason. And think about the last five playoff games. It's excruciating. I'd rather go to jail for a month than sit through those last five playoff games again, even though we've got a win in one of them.
Okay, we've lost 4 of 5.
Yeah, four of five. I mean, I'd rather sit in jail for a weekend.
If this is June, you forget about it in 2 days. They've lost four or five.
If it's
big
June,
deal.
If it's June, I'm like, who cares, man? Just get to the dance. Get to the dance. But I'm telling you, man, it is... It's such a tough watch right now, and your heart breaks for him because you know what it's like to not come through, and there's no worse feeling.
All right, I don't want to miss Take on Woods today because I believe it is the last chance to qualify
for
the Eagles in the Sphere. So I think we
should
play.
Good day to get me, actually.
I think we should play because I want to give Tier 1s one last chance. So if you want to be our contestant, call in now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I believe this is it to try to qualify for the Eagles at the Sphere and the two nights at the Venetian. We'll play our musical trivia challenge, Woods, V-Tier 1, coming up next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Ah, but first, if you're trapped in that high-rate mortgage, if you're watching hard-earned money vanish every month, stop. Because right now at Loan Pronto, delivering the lowest mortgage rates in 3 years, Loan Pronto's rate reduction loan program, home loan program, is a streamlined, low-cost way to slash your house payments by hundreds of dollars a month. How about an extra few hundred bucks in your pocket every single month? you could actually lock in a fixed rate as low as 4.99% APR. You could close in as little as 2 weeks, no appraisal needed in most cases. And you could even end up skipping your next two house payments. How about that? Rates this low will not last. Call Loan Pronto now for your free, no-obligation quote. Loan Pronto is amazing. Lower payments, more money in your pocket, and a fresh start with a better mortgage. 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com. Lock in your new low rate. Skip those next two payments now. Don't let high rates hold you back. 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com. Again, 619-207-4336. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781. Subject to lender approval, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right? I need a little breather. It's tough.
Man. Yeah. And I also, I don't want to rob tier ones of the chance to qualify for the Sphere.
That's a great,
really good prize.
That's a great point.
So let's get to it. Last game of the month. Well, technically it's already October, but last game of our monthly prize. Let's take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And we've got on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. Is this Jake?
Hi, yes, this is.
Jake, would you like to play Take on Woods for a chance for tickets to the Eagles at the Sphere?
Yeah, why not?
Let's All right, he's in. All right, if you can beat or tie Woods in our five questions of musical trivia, not only do you get tickets to see the Eagles on January 30th, but a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, a Vibe VIP package, and a $100 gas card. Again, thank you for this monthly prize. You can go to Ticketmaster.com if you're interested in seeing the Eagles in any of their residency dates. Here are your category choices, Jake. We've got... I like Take on Woods. It's five song titles that include the phrase I like in the title. Rain in the Forecast. Five two-word song titles that end in the word rain. And H2O. Five song titles that include the word water. So we've got I like Take on Woods, Rain in the Forecast, or H2O. Jay, would you like to play?
Let's do Rain in the Forecast.
Rain in the Forecast. I think this one's possibly doable. We have five two-word song titles that all end in the word rain. So blank rain for every title. And Woodsy won't know that, so you got a big advantage here. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First questions are two-second song. Paulie's queuing it up. He'll play you some music. You need to give me that rain-related title and the artist to score that one. Jake, are you clear on the rules?
We'll see how I do.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Tickets to the Eagles at the Sphere on the line. The category is Rain in the Forecast. Jake, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to pass.
The year 1984 was a big one as Prince released a song, album, and movie, all with what shared name?
Purple Rain.
Correct. At nearly 9 minutes, which Guns N' Roses single became the longest song ever to hit the Billboard Top 10 in 1992?
Pass.
What is pouring down all over me in a 1986 single by Peter Gabriel?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to pass.
Taylor Swift sings about giving up a normal life in her hometown for a life of fame in which 2022 top 10 hit.
Oh, man. Oh, this is not good. Brain fog. I'm
all right, back to the song. Any idea? No. We're out of time. I don't think one's going to do it. Jake, thank you for playing. You can hang on the line if you want. You got Purple Rain. You didn't get No Rain by Blind Melon. November Rain by Guns N' Roses. Red Rain by Peter Gabriel. And Midnight Rain by Taylor Swift.
At least four.
I think. That's my over-under is four. All right, Woods. No Hello. Category for you.
Enjoyed my time out there peacefully meditating.
Get your head right here. Get your head right. This is your distraction for the day before we go right back to the Padres talk. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Jake.
Oh, it's No Rain by Blind Melon.
Correct. The year 1984 was a big one as Prince released a song, album, and movie.
Purple Rain.
Correct. At nearly 9 minutes, which Guns N' Roses single became...
November Rain.
Correct. What is pouring down all over me in a hit 1986 single by Peter Gabriel?
It's Red Rain?
Correct. Taylor Swift sings about giving up a normal life in her hometown for a life of fame, in which 2022 top 10 hit.
Rain on my taint.
No, it's Midnight Rain.
Midnight taint rain.
Taint rain.
We both said four is the number that Woods will get, and we were both exactly right.
What about you
got
guys?
One. I got one.
That's all right.
Jake got one. It's so
all right.
I believe that's it. We got our eight qualifiers. The drawing will be held sometime in the next few days, and our winner for the Eagles will be notified probably sometime next week, although I don't want to make any promises from our promotions department other than they will get it done, and we will have a winner for the Eagles Sphere tickets.
Light's not too bright for your old pal Woodsy.
No, he came through when the pressure was on.
That's right.
4 for 5 is 800. That's a great batting average.
Yep.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. Come back. Manny's reaction after the game is starting to make some national headlines.
National? Wow.
Yeah, it's going viral this morning. Clip from our friend Jake at Channel 8. And I don't think Manny was too fair to poor old Jake yesterday. But we'll play the clip, and we'll talk about it coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. First, though, Woods and I are imploring you, do the responsible thing. If you are married, if you have kids, if you have assets, and you do not have estate documents that specify what happens after you are gone, you are setting up your family for a world of hurt.
Yeah, what are you waiting for? I asked myself that the minute I sat down to log into trustandwill.com, and I realized, man, I should have done this a long time ago. They make it so simple for you. So go to trustandwill.com, use the code radio20 when you check out. Going to give you 20% off. It's a great deal. And again, that peace of mind is worth every single penny.
It really is. You can go to a lawyer, but you're going to get charged a lot, billable hours and such, to prepare your estate documents. This is a very simple and affordable way to do it. Again, takes about anywhere, 20, 30, 40 minutes. Depends on how detailed you want to get. But that's the great thing. You can customize your will or your trust to just how detailed you want it to be at trustandwill.com.
That's exactly right. Again, very, very simple, guys. Trustandwill.com, code radio20 when you check out. Make sure to get that trust, man. Keep your family out of expensive, lengthy, painful probate court. All right. So again, trustandwill.com. Get it done today. Make sure you use the code radio20 when you check out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11/1. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. I truly enjoy my jobs. Both of them. Love coming in the morning, talking to you guys. interacting with the tier ones, playing and hosting Take on Woods, everything I get to do. I also really love my TV job. It's given me the opportunity to do a lot of fun things over the years.
Sounds
travel,
like you're bragging right now.
Go to
now.
Playoff series. I am a little bit. I really do. It's always been something that I talk about with my friends, like Scotty. He never loved his job.
Yeah.
He's like, you really do love your job.
Can't relate, man. Yeah, exactly.
There's one part of my job that you would not envy. And I have done it before, and I've always hated it. I didn't have to do it last night. Our friend Jake did, though.
Oh.
There's very little worse than having to go into the somber, losing locker room of a playoff-eliminated team and then trying to do your job
yep.
by asking questions of really bummed-out players who were, you know, at their worst moment, at least in months, probably, and having to do your job and being in there. It's not fun. It's the last place you want to be as a reporter. It really is.
Yeah.
But you have to do it. Jake did it. Asked a question of Manny Machado.
Very softball-y. It was so easily answered, man. Not softball-y, but you know what I mean.
Going viral. We're going to play it for you coming up right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Kelly.
All right. Come on.
She claims she doesn't understand why we think that's fun.
Right.
And I don't buy it. Right. I know Kelly Danis.
It's kind of like when I talk about my cable company. Right? Like I do. That's, we do it for a reason.
There's a double entendre in there
somewhere. Correct.
So, yeah, back to the game last night. And afterwards, the reporters who were there in Chicago, you know, wait. There's a cooling off period. Mike Schilt addresses the team, and he goes off to the interview room, and they let the cameras and the writers into the clubhouse to start interviewing players after the game. And, of course, there's going to be a few cameras that go over to Manny Machado,
sure.
one of the team leaders and highest-paid players,
yep.
to get his thoughts on the game and the end of the season. And here's the audio from Jake Garagnani from Channel 8. Asking Manny Machado about the end of the season.
I know it just ended, but how do you assess a season like this?
I mean, what type of question is that?
Oh, God.
My guy, how do I assess this season? We just lost. How do you think I assess this? How do you think I assess it?
I don't know. That's what I was asking.
You tell me. What's a loss? We lost. How do you assess it? It's a loss. You lost. Come on, dude. I mean, you could ask better questions than that. Let's go.
Come on. Oh, my God.
Wait for it.
Wait to the last second to ask that question.
As they're walking away. You're going to wait to the last second to ask that? Come on, bro. You know better than that.
It's such an easy one, man. And I, you know, again, it's that heat of the moment thing. It sucks, dude. I did see people going, what's Manny smiling for? They lost. I'm like, do you not know the psychopath smile? I do the psychopath smile when I'm mad all the time. Anna and I were talking about this morning. When we argue, we're both like this, staring at each other like this. Oh, really? Really? Is that why? Neither of us are happy. I forgive him for the psychopath smile, because I do the psychopath smile. But I didn't think that question was wrong. It's a very... Ask me. All right. Here I am. I'm so bummed. I just lost Take on Woods for the 70th time.
How do you assess the season?
I'm so pissed, man. You know, I really felt like we had a good team. And we just didn't get the job done. And I'm frankly tired of not getting the job done. I really am tired of not getting the job done. It's on me. It falls on me. I got one hit. And it just sucks. I feel bad for these guys. I feel bad for AJ. I feel bad for the fans. You know, I hate this. I hate it. And, you know, all I can promise you is I'm going to get back in the gym and I'm going to go harder. And we're going to come back and we're going to try this thing again, man. That's what I can promise you. It's easy, man. He's a veteran. He knows better. He knows better, and he's sensitive, and he's pissed.
And again, we all know you're going at them at a very tough level.
Of course, Jake knows that, and Jake probably holds no.
No, I'm sure Jake is fine. He understands Manny. It's unfortunate that it's going to go viral.
Jake's more
today.
Mad at like people in the comments are like, "What a stupid question!"
Right? Yeah, because it wasn't. It was so easy.
He's not mad at Manny.
Here's the thing. Some people I think don't understand. When Manny says, you know the answer to that question, what do you tell me, you know the answer, because Jake does know the answer to that question, but guess what we can't do as reporters? Imagine what Manny would say. Well, Manny told me to tell you, you know, what I thought. And I think Manny thinks that this really was disappointing the way it ended and that the Padres offense needed to be better. We can't put words in your mouth. So we have to ask you the question so you can directly put the words into your story, whether it's in newspaper, on radio, or television. You ask very basic questions so the players can explain in their own words sure. what they're saying, because it's not our job to put words in your mouth.
Correct.
You have to put those words out there, even if the words may be the most obvious words ever.
And even if it's like, see, people are like, well, they already covered that question. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. It's still a very simple question to answer. And I'll bet you at some point Manny goes up to Jake Garagnani in the next time they see each other, hey, my bad, I was hot. I was hot, mad. You know? I promise you, man. I mean, we've known Manny a long time. I will say, man, this isn't the first time that guys have acted defensive and all that this year. It's been a freaking defensive year. It really has. Schilte gets defensive about it. Now Manny's getting defensive. Manny is a, how long has he been in the league? 12 years? Manny knows better than that. He absolutely knows better than that. He's had people at his locker asking him the same question over and over and over. Well, what were you looking for? What did you think? He knows the drill. He knows the drill. This is, again, like, you're, as a skipper, as a player, you're not infallible to criticism. You're not infallible to questions. And it's been a pervasive attitude of this team. Defensive, on the defense. Anytime anybody, oh, how dare you question, you know, three lefties in a row. It worked in Johnson City. You know, truly, like it's.
So, do you think that was just Manny? That's just who Manny is, or do you think that's emblematic? It starts at the top and it's trickled down.
Paulie, we've all covered Manny for a year since he's been here. Never heard him like that. Never once.
Which it also shows that Manny is a human being,
of course,
who is having a really bad moment. Now, we don't in our regular lives, we don't have to face that. We all have professional disappointments. You're a you got a big contract that you're trying to secure for your company.
And you dropped the
ball.
You
were right there at the last minute. You thought you had it secured, and you had a bad phone conversation with the client, and he decided to cancel you at the last moment. And this is really going to hurt. You're not going to get your bonus. You're not going to get your promotion. And this is like a low point for you for maybe a year, maybe the last 2 years, like your worst moment. Then you have to, 5 minutes later, you've got five people stuffing a camera in your face going, how did that happen? Can you assess, how did you lose this contract so badly when it looked like you had it right there at the end? You're probably not going to give the most eloquent.
At the end of the day,
it's going to be very tough for you to deal with
that. At the end of the day, all fans ever want is accountability. That's it. I messed up. I was terrible. What do you say to that? Yeah, you were. That's all they ever want. It's all I ever ask from my children. It's what I ask for from my wife. It's what I try to give to my wife and my kids. I screwed up. It's on me. I try to give it to you guys. Guys, I butchered that. I was terrible today. You've heard me say that a million times. If I think I'm terrible, I'm going to tell you I sucked. That's all fans want. There's no rebuttal to that. What's the rebuttal? Ask me again.
How do you assess the season?
I was terrible today. I was terrible in this series. I have to do better.
Yeah.
I think
what's the follow-up?
Ultimately, and Manny knows this. He doesn't need me telling it, but...
Yeah, Manny, he said it was on him. He absolutely did. That's what I'm saying. That's all
Manny doesn't need me telling this, but you think that you were facing a tough question there. If you were in the locker room playing for the Yankees and you lost after that game, you're facing 80 questions
80.
That are basically just insults that are hurled at you. Jake was very professional.
Man, you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. How does it feel?
Jake was very professional in that question. It was open-ended.
Yep.
It really allowed Manny to say whatever he wanted to. It wasn't just fair. If anything, it was generous. It was a generous question to give Manny Machado. It was not pointed.
No, it was not.
It was not leading.
It wasn't.
There was nothing at all wrong with the question, and Manny overreacted.
Yeah, he's pissed.
And it was inappropriate.
Yep.
It, of course, is forgivable. He should apologize to Jake at some point. And like you said, I would imagine he probably will at some point. I don't think Jake is going to lose any sleep over it. He did his job exactly the way he was supposed to do his job.
Yeah, I agree.
If anything, 100%. He could ask a tougher question.
Yeah, know? Right.
And it would have been okay. It would have been okay to ask an even tougher question.
Jake, he did not ask for a nuanced question. He wanted a broad question. He wanted a broad question. A nuanced question would have been, how do you improve on your, 260 OPS in the playoffs? That's a nuanced question. A broad question is, how do you assess this season? And it's as broad as it gets. Nuance is completely different than that. Come on. And again, for people going after Jake or Manny, actually, both very difficult jobs. Both very difficult jobs. It is what it is. That's the part of yesterday. The thing I'm probably most interested about is I don't mind a leader being pissed off and giving me a psychopath smile after he underperformed and the team didn't move on again. The thing I'm most concerned about is what happens with that umpire scene with Xander and Jose Iglesias. And, that's gone viral as well. It's gone everywhere.
I wonder if you're going to get a chance to break out your psychopath smile in our final hour, because we are going to.
Oh, no.
Open up the phone line.
Is this our penance? This is our
penance.
Yeah,
a little bit. If you can elicit a psychopath smile from Woods here, I'll consider that a win in our next hour.
Don't do this to me.
If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. Let's talk about your assessment of the Padres season. Yeah. What kind of question is that, Tier 1s are wondering? Call us now, 833-288-0973.
Let's get it.
Coming up next here on Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.